DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We had a trade again yesterday. We got a lot going on during this show. So, Danny boy, you better keep your rods and cones all together here.
Oh, yeah.
We had a trade yesterday. Kristaps Porzingis is going to the Atlanta Hawks. Correct.
Friend of the show, George Yang, going back to Boston.
Man, it...
Former friend of the show.
Well, yeah, because I told you he got traded, and then he would like not talk to us. I think he was pissed.
I'm sure he was not happy.
And we're like, George, just come on the show. And I think he was basically like, I ain't got nothing good to say.
I think he was unhappy he was traded.
I gotta reach out to George again and see whether like, come on, let's let bygones be bygones. You're in Beantown now. Come on.
Closer to home.
I didn't trade you. I wanted to keep you. For show purposes. I wanted to keep him.
What about for basketball purposes?
Yeah, I didn't say anything about basketball purposes. I'm interested in putting on a good show. Yeah. He was a great guest.
He would have been one of those guys to maybe go roughhouse a little bit when you needed it.
Yeah. Yeah. You want toughness. Was George not tough?
I don't think George would have been able to play in that series.
George, whoop your ass. What are you talking about?
I think that...
I didn't need him to play, Danny.
What are you talking about?
Throw an elbow or two.
I think that George Yang would have had a tough time staying on the floor against the Pacers and against the Boston Celtics.
Okay, I didn't ask about that, Mr. Basketball. Well,
that's what
I asked whether or not he could go out there and be a tough guy. That's what I asked. Let's turn this court into Roadhouse and see what's working. George Yang, you need dangerous people like George. And George, if he didn't like what you were going to say, he was going to cuss you out. I know that because we had to dump him like a dozen times when he was on the show.
Yes, that is how George is, yes.
Besmirch George Niang 605 on this show. Damn it.
I would not do that.
You besmirched him when you said he couldn't be on the floor.
I don't think he would have been able to
play. We could put Isaac Okoro on the floor. He'd just run around and flail his arms and God knows what, but you can't put George Niang on the floor?
He didn't play either.
He was on the floor.
Not really.
Isaac Okoro, 1 minute is 1 minute too many, buddy.
He didn't play much.
They could have pulled a drunk out of the stands, and they could have ran around. Did just as good. I say like Isaac Okoro wouldn't whoop my ass too. So, you see that guy?
He's quick.
That is a very physical man.
He's pretty jacked.
And why didn't he start shoving people? We're going over the corpse again. I don't need to do that. C-SPAN's on in the studio. I got to turn it off. It's time to get confrontational here.
You get too fired up with C-SPAN on.
Are the Cavs falling behind in the East?
No, they're not. And.
For them to be falling behind yesterday,
there would have to be somebody that's jumping ahead of them. I think that there are
this
two...
This move doesn't help put Atlanta ahead of them with Trae Young and Kristaps Porzingis?
No, the Hawks are going to win 45 games. They'll be fine. They'll be a bottom-tier playoff team.
Okay.
And they will maybe, depending on their matchup, win a playoff series. But in the 25 games that Kristaps Porzingis and Trae Young play together, those will be fun. But there's going to be about 25 of those games because Kristaps Porzingis... Go through his career. How often has he played 65 games in a season? How often has he been healthy for a complete playoff run?
I think once.
Like, even the year the Celtics won the championship, he didn't play much in the playoffs because he was hurt.
I actually agree, but I just wanted to be confrontational with you, is what
this,
I was doing.
This is not, the Atlanta Hawks are not anywhere near the Cavs tier by doing this. Now, there are some other moves, there are some other things I think they might be able to do that put them closer, but this move does not make them some sort of contender. Like, they are still below, I think, the Cavs, the Knicks, the Magic, Detroit, I would have ahead of them. I would still probably have the Boston Celtics as well, is ahead of them.
Now you got to power rank the East. Now you got to power rank the East.
It's like a real thing.
Power rank.
Number one, the Cavs.
Wow.
Number two, the Orlando Magic.
You're a homer.
I'm not.
The Orlando Magic.
Ahead of the New York Knicks, yes. Number three, the New York Knicks. How far am I going?
Well, we always go three, but I want to keep you going further. Keep going.
We need to know at least eight.
Number four, the Detroit Pistons.
You don't need to know eight.
Yeah, we do, because
Detroit's number four.
Because of what the text said last night.
I think the Pistons are going to be good next year.
Man, Indiana's going to have that much of a fall without Tyrese Halliburton.
Tyrese Halliburton matters so much
to
them,
man. You guys want to call you people in the NBA.
Tyrese Halliburton matters a ton.
We'll call him overrated. We'll find out this year how overrated he really is.
That drives that narrative is so dumb. Well, that anonymous poll was like 90 players, and he got like 13% of the vote.
Well, a bunch of
haters. Seven guys said he was overrated, and became a thing.
No. Did he or did he not use that for fuel?
He might used have, it but I think it was a dumb talking point.
Hell yeah, he did. He was telling people to overrate that. Yes, he used that as a... hey, I'm sorry, but if you have your fellow coworkers, contemporaries calling you overrated, that you're going to use that as some fuel. And Tyrese Halliburton used it as fuel. We'll find out how overrated he is this year. Mitch says Porzingis has reached 60-plus games once in the last six seasons.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I was trying to stir the pot with you because I know that somebody else wanted to stir the pot with you. We'll see if that one goes down.
No, that's why I want to know your all eight power rankings.
What'd you tell me in text
last night, Danny? What'd you tell me you'd be doing next year for the playoffs?
I said if the Hawks Cavs 1-8 matchup, I'll do the hits for Magic City on this show.
If you said win, there's a big
difference.
They
could be the seventh seed.
Atlanta's called the Magic City.
No, Magic's. You've not heard of Magic City?
There's a
Orlando.
No. There's a fine gentleman's establishment.
Oh, yeah. I've never been to a strip club in Atlanta. I've only been through Atlanta.
It's a very famous one.
Jason's already done all this.
Oh, is that the Patrick Ewing one?
That is the. Who went there during the bubble?
Jermaine Dupri?
No, during the NBA. Lou Williams got suspended in the bubble.
Lemon Pepper Lou?
Chicken wings.
Lemon Pepper Lou?
Yes.
He ate chicken wings at the Magic City?
Magic City is famous for a couple of things. One of them is actually their chicken wings.
I'm not eating in a gentleman's club.
I'm telling you, man. People swear by it.
Change your mind when you get free burgers until 8 p.m.
No, man. Food and sex, separate things.
I don't
know. I know what I look like, but guys, you got to know how finicky I am. You know that. I ain't it. No. Food is not consumed in the bedroom, whether you're doing that or not.
It's not the
And
bedroom.
I don't need nudity around my food. So I might get the chicken wings to go. I'll sit there at a gentleman's establishment.
While they fry the wings?
And I'll get the chicken wings to go. I ain't eating at no gentleman's club. My wife and I went to a gentleman's club on vacation one time years ago.
And where was vacation?
Oh, this was Myrtle back in the day. I'm not going to say the name of the club on the air. And I remember Liz got like a plate of nachos. And I'm like, how are you eating? Why are we here? All our friends were there too. I was like, this is a bizarre habit.
What food makes the least sense to have in a gentleman's club? Because I think nachos has to be up there.
Minestrone soup.
Any type of soup is probably up there. But I think for a lot of them, you hear about having a steak dinner.
I don't understand how guys just sit there and eat steak with all that going on around them. Of course, I've never tried it. Maybe it's like Caligula and I don't even realize. Anyway, Owen, go ahead. Go at this, man.
There's
please.
Five gentlemen's clubs in Myrtle Beach.
I'm not asking about the
we'll power rank those later.
I want to know the
Dollhouse. It has two E's. That was my pick.
Okay, that wasn't it. Which is the other one?
We got Pearl's Cabaret. We got Masters. We got Lust Club. And we got the Treasure Club. And think about the one that everyone laughed at afterwards.
One of those five. Long story short, my buddy got escorted out of there. He refused to pay for the VIP
for the
that he had bought. And I said, my buddy snuck back there, and two of the biggest bodyguards I've ever seen in my life, they're like, that does not happen here, sir. And I'm like, You just got to go. You got to go check one of those rooms. I don't mean to talk to you like this, but you got to go check one of them rooms. It was just a terrible evening. It was fun, but it was a terrible evening.
Yeah, how were the nachos?
I didn't eat none of that. I'm not eating around nudity.
Well, how did your wife say
especially
they were?
Strangers' nudity. I think she liked them. I don't remember. I was trying to get the hell out of there.
Call her up.
She's asleep, hopefully.
Here's my problem. So you don't think it has any effect on what the East does at all?
The Porzingis move?
Yeah.
I think it will change where the Hawks are, but the Hawks are not a contender to win the Eastern Conference. This doesn't make them a team that I think, oh, they could make a deep run into the playoffs. They could win the conference and go to the finals. This move doesn't do that for them. I don't know that there's a move that does that for them. I don't know, as long as Trae Young's on the roster, that that's possible for them.
I think there's two tentacles to this, and I think they add into the same thing. One, what's it mean for the Cavs? Because I think that when you hear, like, Kristaps Porzingis is a name, and I don't. By the way, I didn't hear Jake last night. I didn't hear Jake Volnick. I'm sorry.
Well, he's on vacation.
I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
So nobody heard him.
I hope he's having a good time. Who was hosting a night last night?
Spencer German.
Okay, I didn't get to hear Spencer on it last night. So I didn't hear if Spencer was freaking out about it. I didn't see anybody losing their marbles over it. Kristaps Porzingis is a name. He is a big name. So you pay attention to a guy like that. Tingus Pingus is a big name for everybody. And I think when you break it down real quick, let me say this. I think your first reaction is, are the Cavs falling behind in the East? I think there's also another reaction is, man, there's a lot of teams who think they have a look at this.
Yeah.
There are a lot, because this move would have not been made 6 years ago. Like, it's pointless. It's because that, you are right. He's going to play 25 games this year with them. It's not going to get them over the top. Not with Trae Young. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is this move even made 3 months ago?
From an Atlanta perspective,
yeah.
Probably, because I do think they're starting to feel some pressure of having to build something that resembles a winner around Trae Young.
Well, that's what it felt like to me, is that everybody's reshuffling their decks because they're going, it's wide open right now, right?
And it is.
And I know that you came on yesterday and said that the Cavs don't need to make a ton of moves. They have a roster, right? I mean, we've all set on the Darius Garland thing, that he's a two-time All-Star and all that. I've seen it enough in the playoffs, and I've seen Porzingis, when he actually is on the court against the Cavs, make them look like little brother the way that he has controlled the paint area.
I think it's much easier for him to do that when he's surrounded by Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and the guys on that Celtics team.
You're
when
right.
He's in a much different situation in Atlanta, where it's having to cover for Trae Young on the perimeter. And yeah, Jalen Johnson, I think if he's healthy, is a really good player. And that's really Atlanta's key to taking their next step, is his development. Not acquiring Kristaps Porzingis. It's actually somebody other than Trae Young becoming their best player. But I think who Kristaps Porzingis looks like on the floor is kind of a product of his environment. Like, he was not the guy that he was in Boston anywhere else. And that's not coincidental. It's because he was around two all-NBA guys on the wing in Tatum and Brown when he was healthy in Boston. That is one of the things. And he was such a good fit. And he will be, I think, a good fit offensively with Trae Young. And he will make that team better. But there's so much more that needs to be done for them, for me to even put them in like the top four in the East.
I got to tell you, I wish I could disagree with Danny, because I want to get in an argument at some point here today, just because it's my nature. But I got to agree with Danny here. I think it's a wild time. I agree with you believing that Atlanta has a lot of pressure on them with Trae Young. I mean, God, we've been talking about the possibilities of Trae Young being traded or wanting out over the last 3 years now. I think there's a ton of pressure on them, or there's mounting pressure on them. But I think if you look at where the NBA is right now, there's a lot of, I've never seen this many teams. I mean, we got to recalibrate our brains on how the NBA is working here, because at any given time, we went through four straight years where we were one of the two teams that anybody gave a chance to win a championship. And when you went from 2 out of 30 to now, honestly, how many general managers in the NBA right now think that they have a chance? Cleveland, Boston, New York, Indiana. Okay, probably not Indiana this coming year.
And not Boston.
So that's three. Okay, take Boston out of it this coming year because of Jason Tatum. You're right. Milwaukee,
probably not.
Okay, Detroit. I'm going to put Detroit in there. Yes, I am.
Sure.
Orlando.
Yep.
Atlanta. That's nine. Chicago.
No.
Okay, so we're done with the West, or done with the East. Oklahoma City, Houston, obviously, the Lakers,
yep.
Denver,
yep.
Clippers,
yep.
Minnesota,
yep.
Golden State,
yep.
Memphis. I mean, they're making moves. I mean, they're not. I don't think they're done. I'm going to put Memphis in there because I don't think they're done.
Yes, okay. I agree.
Sacramento or Dallas? Dallas. Okay, Dallas, that's nine. Right, you got 18 teams in the league right off the top of my head that believe that they have a look at it within the next year or two.
And that's a really good thing for the NBA.
And we're going to be only team out of all those that doesn't do anything this offseason again.
Because we're already one of the best teams out of this. Okay. See, I think there's a lot
of
teams.
Best teams that's been out in the second round three consecutive seasons.
Okay, but that's their fault. At some point, they're going to be ready to win championships.
I want them to do something about it.
But I'm not.
I want them to change it.
But I don't want, if I have 18 teams here, I'm looking at it saying, I think there's, out of 18 teams, I think 15 are lying to themselves.
Sure.
So out of because you were looking at me like, maybe. Okay, so if there's 18 teams, 15 are lying to themselves, or 14 are lying to themselves. You are not one of the teams that are lying to themselves. So, yeah, I'm frustrated too, but damn it, I'm not trying to just make moves.
Second-round exits, and you're not lying to
and
yourself.
And that is
okay.
Really you-know-what
yeah,
poor.
I've been there.
That's
I've sat
terrible.
Through it again.
I agree.
And
I
we're
agree.
We're going to do it again.
That's terrible.
You're going to get it again.
But it's not a prudent move to make. Brother, it's not a prudent move to make. Not right now.
It's not being against making moves. It's again. It's what are the moves to make? You have to have that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You have to have that sort of evidence.
Well, I want
you can't just
done,
make
Danny.
Moves
I don't
just to make
just
a move.
Here.
And that's how you end up in a bad place.
You've been listening to Lima way too much. Andres Jimenez is batting, what, 192? 172?
It's probably lower now. It was 192 when the game started.
So, yeah, I'm watching last night, and I saw you. Owen was at the game last night. Danny Cunningham's in for Tone today. You were at the game last night,
yeah.
And Miles Straw came up to bat, and there was like a smattering of whatever. And then Andres Jimenez came up to bat, and there was a decent, you said a decent, I actually had the sound on. I felt it was a decent.
Out where I was out in left field, and there was, you know.
Ovation, yeah.
People weren't yelling, but you got just a normal clapping.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you played for the Guardians. And
one gold gloves here.
I saw him, and I mean, he's not good this year.
No.
It's been a rough season. Basically, he had a great opening weekend of baseball, and the rest has been terrible. And I just said, man, Guardians were right on that one. And immediately I get inundated with people. Well, they gave him a $100 million contract. They gave him a $100 million contract. I go, well, I understand that, but they also still corrected that. And then I got inundated with people going, have you seen your lineup lately? I'm going, well, wait, I think our lineup isn't. I didn't make that as a defense of our lineup. I think that he would be a net negative, and you would be even more upset that he was batting so badly in such a bad lineup. I think you'd be even more frustrated with the Guardians lineup if Jimenez was part of it and was batting the way he is. I mean, Andres is batting. He's at 192 now. Yes, he was one for five yesterday. If he was batting that way on this club, making that money, I think you'd be pulling your hair out.
It'd be incredibly toxic.
I'm not giving. Yeah, maybe it's almost the same thing with Andrew Berry. Like if DeJuan Jones goes out there and becomes a left tackle and like a really good left tackle, hey, you found a guy in the fourth round. You also drafted Jed Wills and you gave him 5 years, and the guy doesn't even like football. So you get a bit of credit, but you get some of that pulled back because you didn't just find a fourth-round gem. You found a guy to replace the guy you drafted number 10 overall when you could have had Tristan Wirfs.
Right. That's the issue.
And for the Guardians, it's like, I know that sometimes we overdo the wizards of trades and all that other stuff, but I'm going, oh, wait a minute. I got Slade Ciccone right now from the Arizona deal. He's looking good. Birthday was yesterday, by the way. Happy birthday. He's, what, 26 now? He's a young man, young, supple. See what he does. And I have more on that coming up at 7:20. Not about how him being supple, but part of the rotation. By the way.
Oh.
I have more on that coming up at 7:20. You have Slade Ciccone from...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That trade. Okay, there's a little check mark for you. And then I got out from under this contract of Andrés Giménez when people were upset about it, and they clearly knew more about it than a lot of what I know that there were some questions about him before the year, so I didn't kill him for it, but I knew that they were going to take heat and be called a salary dump. It's like, hey, man, he's bat 192, and he's, what, he's down at ninth in their order right now? Yeah. Like, it ain't good, brother.
I think the issue with it, with a lot of fans, isn't that they made that trade, because I'm with you. I think that was a good trade. I think they got out from under what was at the time a bad contract and now looks even worse.
Yeah, you get credit for recognizing it and getting the hell out of there before it becomes an albatross that you can't escape from.
But I think the thing that people are frustrated with is, well, now all of this extra money that was budgeted to be used isn't being used anywhere else. And I think that is the thing that people
have
issue with.
But I don't know if they
have
that extra money. I don't know. See, I can't accuse them of having money. I don't know if they have it. I don't know if they have it, because they've spent salary on television deals before. And yes, they went for the gusto, quote unquote, when they spent to the middle in 2017, which is still not going all in, but for us, it feels like it's all in. So fine, call it all in if you want to, if we're splitting hairs. But when I'm hearing that a TV deal went from $55 million to somewhere in the neighborhood of rumored to be $15 million, well, that's a huge loss right there.
It is a big difference.
And so I can't say like, oh, you saved $80 million and now you're just holding on to the $80 million. I don't know if the money's there. I don't know. I know that they made a bad investment on Andrés Giménez. I keep wanting to call him Asdrubal Cabrera for whatever reason. They made a bad investment on Andrés Giménez, and they made the deal to get rid of Andrés Giménez, and it ended up being like you get a little bit of credit for recognizing a bad deal and getting out from under it before it becomes a problem for you.
I think the frustration is there was thinking from a lot of fans that when that trade happened, okay, they're going to extend Stephen Kwan and we'll feel better about this. And then the other aspect of things too.
But why would they extend Stephen Kwan when he has two more years of arbitration? I argued this with Jason.
Because you would like to have Stephen Kwan on your roster for more than just two more years. Because if he has two more years of arbitration, what does that mean in Cleveland?
Okay, but
it means he has one more year in Cleveland because they're not going to lose him for nothing.
Is he a guy that I invest long term in? When he's a leadoff hitter, he's good in the outfield. He is a good leadoff hitter. Yes, that's true. But if he's a station to station player, which he is, which one am I more likely to invest in? I think that they would rather invest in either pitching or they'd rather invest in a bopper. So if they can invest in one of those two things, I'm sorry, you push Stephen Kwan back a little bit.
That's fair, but where's that investment been on anything?
It hasn't been.
That's where the issue is. But there hasn't been that.
But then it becomes a circular conversation because I don't know what the money they have. Like if they had a salary cap and I knew that they could spend up to $223 million and they were at $87 million or whatever, I'm going, all right, where's the other money? What are you doing with the other money?
Sure.
Because in the NFL, you have to spend up to 89% at some point over a four-year average.
You have to hit a floor.
What are you doing with the other money? But I don't know where that money is. I have no idea.
And the other
I assume,
issue with
I
them
really
too.
Do assume that they are, and I know people look at his personal bank account, which is not even his personal bank account. They look at the family trust and see $4.6 billion, and that looks ridiculous and like a slap in the face to everybody. I understand that too. But that is not their money. That is not the Guardians' money. I understand it's a bad look. I understand the brother and all the politics and other things, and that doesn't look great either. Trust me on that. But that ain't their money. They ain't the Guardians' money. So I don't know what they have to spend or don't have to spend on these guys.
And I think the other issue that they have, too, with this particular spot is that there was a certain point where I think they had seven middle infielders on the 40-man roster, including Andrés Giménez, and all of them stink. Like, they just totally mismanaged that, and I think that adds to the frustration. Now, is not that they traded this guy and got out from a bad contract, because they did do that, but they had so many opportunities to try and get this right, and they didn't. And that's where I think there's frustration.
And I understand that. And if you want to go by something we've seen, let me meet you halfway on Stephen Kwan. Stephen Kwan is one of the two guys I've seen any consistency out of, both in the field and at the plate. So if you're going to invest in anything, it's like Stephen Kwan would deserve to be invested in. That I understand. But I think if they only have so much money out there, and I think they only do, all right, we've already invested in Tanner Bibee. Can we invest in one of these other young players, other young pitchers? Because that's where I think the season is headed. I'm sorry, guys. I think this is who they are.
Yeah.
I know that they were a half a game out of the third wild card spot. More on that coming up in 2 second trivia at 7:45. Your chance to eat free, Mr. Hero. Just letting you know. They were a half game out yesterday to start the day of the third wild card spot. But as Owen highlighted last week, the only two teams that are out of the wild card race are the A's and the Chicago White Sox. So you're basically run of the mill with everybody else this year. So I've adjusted my goals. My goal is what? My goal is to find four guys in the starting rotation and Logan Allen. And I know Tanner and Gavin have been a little bit up and down, but you've seen their ERA through the month of June. It's been far better. They're starting to come around. Luis Ortiz, I believe, is starting to come around. Yeah, I know. But Luis Ortiz is starting to come around, and Slade Ciccone is coming around. If you got four of those guys, then I'm sorry. This is not a failure of a season if I got four of those guys going into 2026. Now, if they all end up getting hurt, which ends up being our luck and things like that, then, of course, you got a problem there.
See,
I don't know what to do with Shane Bieber right now. I don't want to talk about him yet because I don't want to jinx him.
Right, and I think that's fair, but I think a lot of this has to do with what do the kids that aren't up here look like when they get up here? Because at a certain point, they have to call up DeLauder. They have to call up Kafis. Like, those guys have to be in the big leagues because you have to know what you have, and this is part of the discussion we had yesterday where going into the trade deadline, and not even saying that they're going to be huge buyers, but you want to know who you have. You want to know what you look like, not just for the rest of 2025, but you want to know what 2026 looks like, because a lot of the moves they've made when they have been buyers at the deadline – they have not been rentals. They have been moves like Lane Thomas last year, where he's going to be around for more than 1 year. So that is something that bothers me with
it. Well, one of the tougher things about it as well is I think people have to admit that, you know, you're not going to trade for household names. Okay. You're not going to trade for rentals. I don't know. Maybe Columbus is just terrible. AAA is just terrible this year because everybody who goes down to Columbus ends up killing it. And then they come up here and it's a question. But I think I'd rather see C.J. Kafis or Chase DeLauder than make moves and let guys in the prospects and the farm system go.
I would certainly like to. I would rather see more of those guys, without a doubt.
I think this is who they are. I think they're a 500 baseball team, maybe even sub 500, hopefully not. And I don't think that that's going to be good enough to warrant a postseason. And I have to adjust my goals for the year. They definitely overachieved last year from what we're looking at.
I don't disagree with that assessment at all, but I would like to know a little bit more about who those guys are as big leaguers before this season ends.
Yeah.
I'd like to know before the trade deadline, because maybe that does change something.
There are some people out there saying that we ain't got the pills to say what Ross Tucker is saying about Shador Sanders. Here's Ross Tucker about Shador and his latest run-ins with the law. Is it run-ins with the law? Do I say it like that?
Yeah.
All right. No. Run-ins with the law. Scary.
Last week, when it came out that he got a speeding ticket, I said it's not really that big a deal. I feel very differently about it now. The logic or the mindset to have gotten a speeding ticket and then less than 2 weeks later, you're driving over 100 miles an hour, over 40 miles an hour over the speed limit, less than 2 weeks after you just got a ticket. I don't know if that's entitlement or immaturity. There's got to be some teams that are feeling very good right now that they didn't draft him. There are definitely franchise quarterbacks that have had success after making mistakes like this, but not many. I mean, not many that have the mindset, whatever that is, to do something like this twice in that short of a time frame, to not learn from the mistake 2 weeks earlier. It's honestly like mind-boggling to me.
Okay, I'm just going to come out and ask you guys. If Shedeur Sanders played for the Carolina Panthers, would I be going, eh, it's a speeding ticket? It is 40 over. I want to ask you guys, because are we being, we asked this question yesterday. I got Ross Tucker saying that, which was like, oh, gosh, Ross. But then they asked Aubrey Breer on the afternoon show, because we asked if we were being too soft on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shedeur yesterday, and then they talked about it on Afternoon Drive with Albert Breer, SI.
You made your bed, now you lie in it. You know what I mean? Like, this is sort of what Shedeur, for better or worse, attracted when he was in college. You know, first at Jackson State and then Colorado. And when you broadcast your life this way, and, like, you've naturally got star power because of who your dad is, and you lean this hard into it, well, then everything is going to be a bigger deal. It just sort of is what it is. I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't be a big deal if he didn't do all the extra stuff, because his last name is Sanders, so that's part of it. But he also hasn't shied away from some of the benefits he gets from his last name. And so this is the other side of that double-edged sword.
So I think the Browns need to try to win to begin the year.
Of course.
But I also know that this is probably a team that's not going to be winning a lot of games by the end of the year.
Also true.
And I also know that as of right now, June 25th, they're drafting a quarterback in April of 2026.
Correct.
Now, they have a whole year to change that opinion.
Yes.
But as of right now, they're taking somebody with one of those two picks, or they're moving up with both of those picks to take a quarterback in 2026. So I'm stuck in this weird moment of quarterback, not purgatory, but house money. And I'm thinking, if he's any problem, he just won't be here next year.
Right.
They'll invest in the rookie. So there's so many times where I'm going, well, it's house money. I'm like, well, can this be a distraction? I don't know. Are fifth-round picks getting pulled over for speeding a distraction? Are they really a distraction? I think, can I make it a distraction? I can make just about anything a distraction. Is it really a distraction? Am I holding back from what I really want to say? I'm not holding back a damn thing. It's a speeding ticket. It was not the smartest thing to do. It was pretty dumb. But he will pay his fine. Hopefully he'll pay his fine. I mean, I don't know. But he'll pay his fine, and hopefully we'll all just move on from something like this. And I'm seeing, well, you know, this is why teams, you know, didn't want to be a part of it. Why? Is it because, now, is this the difference? Because I'm going to tell you right now, Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, hand to God, aren't checking out what the Shadorians are saying to them on Twitter.
Right.
They are not, they do not care. Guys like Ross and guys like me, well, I'll full on admit, it does get a little bit annoying. Ken's a hater. He hates Shador. Nope. No, you don't know what you're talking about. You just dropped in here, and I don't even know if you're a real account or if you're anything like that. No, Ken, you hate Shador Sanders. You're a media, and you're a hater. No, I don't hate the guy. Certainly don't hate the guy. Hope he does well, actually. He's a great story, and I think it would be a lot of fun if he actually did well. And I'd like to use those two first-round picks on weapons next year instead of having to wait another year to go out and get wide receivers that are worth a damn at all, especially if we take one certain quarterback that I ain't going to talk about right now. So I'd love to do all that. But no, you're a hit. No. That does get annoying. I will admit to you there.
Yes.
But the Browns are not checking Twitter and MySpace and Twitter and TikTok and
Facebook,
and Facebook comments and Instagram comments. The guys in charge don't care. So if they don't allow it to be a distraction, it won't be a distraction. That's why it's like, hey, man, for everybody's good, like, no comments about starting week one. None of that other stupid stuff. I mean what I say about this. Now, if he were a starter for the, if he were a player for the Pittsburgh Steelers, hey, I'm a person who likes to take advantage and say mean-spirited stuff about the Pittsburgh Steelers. You guys know me as well as I know myself, and you know that I would probably be taking pot shots right now. Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged. But I'll even say this. If he played for Cincinnati or Baltimore for that matter, I probably wouldn't even care.
And
I probably wouldn't even care.
This would be a much bigger deal if he weren't a fifth-round pick, too. That's the other thing that I keep coming back to. If they would have taken Shador Sanders in the first round, yes, big deal. Would feel probably different about it. But you brought up the house money aspect of things. It is that. He's a fifth-round pick.
Also,
if he doesn't, he's not expected to be successful here based on where he was drafted. If yes, this is very immature, and I think that when you are his age, especially when you have a last name like his and you have the popularity that he has, I do think that he probably walks around with a sense of invincibility.
The only thing that bothers me out of the entire thing, other than, yeah, you know, I know. You could have killed somebody, hurt somebody. I know. It's not good to be going 40 miles over the speed limit. Okay, I get that. But outside of that, in sports world, the only thing that has bothered me throughout what's become a two-week saga now over a speeding ticket, the only thing that's bothered me at all has been the excuse of his dad not being around him. Because if he can't function as an adult without his dad there, then we might as well. I'm serious. We might as well just move on now.
Speeding ticket,
that's
no speeding
only
ticket,
thing,
doesn't
that's
matter.
The only, and he didn't say a word about his dad being there. Now, we'll check all the podcasts he may be on and all the media, the legendary media that he may have. But if he doesn't mention his dad, as long as he doesn't mention his dad, then I ain't going to really be bothered by it. I'm more bothered by the people like Eric Mangini and a couple other ones who are saying, well, you know, this is the first time he isn't around his father. And if Eric Mangini might be telling me the truth and I just don't see it yet, well, I'm going to be really bothered by it. So I'm going to take nasty shots at Eric Mangini over it. But I'm telling you, of the things that bother me, which it doesn't, if it's his dad ain't around, well, the speeding tickets are just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
If his dad ain't around him, he's going to go out and he's going to act like a moron. He's not going to be able to process the offense. And all the Shadorians out there that are going to be upset on the internet, they'll just blame the Browns and they'll move on with Shador when we move on to another quarterback. So that's the only thing that bothers me. Don't sit there and tell me about daddy being here or daddy not being here. You're 23 years old. He's a grown man. And I hope that he knows better than anybody. Like, yeah, you know what? Maybe you didn't get the chance to sow your wild oats. That ain't on me, and that ain't on Browns fans, and that's certainly not even on the Cleveland Browns for taking you on that case. He's a fifth-round pick, and if he can't keep his head straight between April and the beginning of the season, then hell, we'll just move on.
And you hope this
I'm
is the
I'm just willing
thing.
To move on.
You hope
but
this
I,
is the
I don't
thing.
Think that's the I don't want to believe that's the case with his dad not being around him.
Well, and you hope that this is a thing that makes him grow up a little bit, because we've all been that age, right?
Yeah.
Not everything you did at 23 or I did at 23 you're super proud of. I'm sure he's not super proud of this, but you hope that he grows up because of this. This has to be one of those moments, because everyone's going to have them. They're just not all in the spotlight the way that this is. I'm sure at some point when you were that age, Ken, you drove faster than you should have.
I had a beat the hell old truck that I don't think could get up to 102, 101.
Maybe not 101, but I'm sure it went above the speed limit.
Yeah, no, I got speeding tickets.
Right? Like, we've all been there before to a certain extent. We just weren't Shador Sanders, so it wasn't a big deal in the big scheme of things.
I think people are confusing soft with, if you're talking about people in Cleveland, if you're talking about radio show hosts, I can't speak for any others other than the guys that we have here at this station. I think you're finding a lot of guys. Even Nick. Nick was a guy who was a very big detractor of Shador Sanders. I think you're finding a lot of guys who are being hopeful. And they just hope that some way, because I'm telling you, man, if this guy hits, or him or Dylan Gabriel for that matter, because I know there's another rookie out there that people don't want to admit that if they were starting a quarterback week one that was a rookie, it would be Dylan Gabriel right now over Shador Sanders. You can not want to believe that all you want, but it's the truth. They're hopeful that either one of these guys, and yes, definitely I would say especially Shador, because he's the topic of conversation 9 times out of 10 when it comes to the rookies, that he actually does hit. Because if he does hit, plays well, then I'm laughing. I got this fifth-round quarterback that's worth investing in. I have 2 first-round picks next year. I can hit the ground running with this. I don't have to fire anybody. I don't have to go over the terrible searches of looking for head coaches and looking for general managers, which that conversation sucks. I don't have to do any of that stuff. So, yeah, you'll probably find more hopeful people in Cleveland than you have found with all the other ones. And for the other outside detractors or anything like that, well, that's fine. That's perfectly fine to have that opinion on that. The only thing that scares me is that whole conversation about dad being here and not being here. Because if that ends up being true, right now I can't say that it's not because I got to hear from Shador first. But if that ends up being true, well, then this has all just been a bunch of hot air over the last 3 months. And it's going to continue to be that way until we kick off in September. Because if that's the case, then he will definitely drown himself out of the league if he can't be anywhere without his dad as an adult.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.